there are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
Hey friends, this is James Malinchak, featured on ABC's hit TV show Secret Millionaire and founder of BigMoneySpeaker.com, and you are listening to my good friend Jim Palmer on Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm so excited about this week's show because this is now going to be a continuation of what we did last week at this time. I get a chance to interview yet a second time my good friend Gary George. I call him one of my secret weapons. This is part two of our conversation. He's been an amazing resource and help to me in building my business. If you missed last week's call, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to it. As a matter of fact, just to save time, I'm not going to read his fancy schmancy bio and intro. I'll make you go back and listen to part one. Gary, welcome to the call, man. I'm not going to read your intro a second time. I need you focused and not with a big head for this call.
Don't worry, I'm there.
Thanks so much for coming back, because last week, again, if you missed last week, Gary, I asked three questions and he filled up literally the whole show with some amazing content, but there's so much more that he shared at my Dream Business Academy with all those entrepreneurs and small business owners that I wanted to have him back. And Gary, the first thing I want to dive right in here on the second part of this interview is Facebook marketing, remarketing, lookalikes, and all that. I mean, that's probably the only question I'll get out this whole show, but Facebook is
right.
So huge. So let me just tee you up and tell why don't you share with everybody listening to Stick Like Glue Radio why Facebook is so important?
Wow, Facebook has become a monster in the advertising space, and they are putting the fear in Google. Finally, Google has a competitor that they're actually a little nervous about, and the reason being is Facebook has all of your lifestyle information, because we all readily post everything that we're doing, everything that we like, what our interests are, where we were last night. They have all that information. And that information, the more we know about a person as marketers, the more effective we become as marketers. So that's the reason why Facebook is allowing us to leverage all of the data that they've been collecting and use it for our advertising purposes. And it's really become a field day for us marketers and Facebook.
So Facebook, everybody thinks of Facebook, well, do I promote this post? Do I turn this post into an ad? That's not what we're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. And that's one of the biggest misconceptions when we always mention Facebook marketing. The average business owner thinks that we're talking about traditional, you know, going out, adding friends, sending messages, promoting posts, stuff like that. But we're not talking about that. We're purely talking straight advertising. Advertising when you're paying for your message to get out there. We can put ads on the right side of Facebook, and I'm sure many people have seen this already because the right side ads were first introduced to Facebook advertising platform many years ago and more popular. But what's becoming even more popular and more effective are the news feed ads. Those are the ads that you're probably seeing and not recognizing as ads because they're disguised and they look like your friends are posting regular photos, pictures, things like that, but they're marketing messages from companies like us who are pushing them out there into your news feeds using the Facebook marketing platform.
Facebook is so – we've done very well with Facebook, and, you know, admittedly, some of it is a little bit of a learning curve. But once we started figuring out, and thanks to you and your creative team testing headlines and things like that, it really took off. Now, again, within Facebook, I mean, somebody can just do some ads, right? But then there's also remarketing. Right. And one thing you talked about in Vegas was lookalikes. So I don't know where you want to start, maybe with the remarketing, and then we'll get into lookalikes or –
Yeah, definitely. I'll cover both. But in last week's show, I talked a bit about remarketing and using more so about using Google for remarketing. Google has the largest content network or groups of sites that are affiliated with Google that you can remarket and target people on. But Facebook implemented the same technology, which was unprecedented because now if a person comes to your website and they go on Facebook, we can follow you on Facebook and serve you ads and additional messaging to get you to come back to our site a second, third, fourth time to take the necessary action that we would like. So that was a really great thing. That was just introduced about 2 months ago that Facebook now allows you to do remarketing. So that's a huge thing in the marketing industry and something that all small business owners should be looking at implementing. The second thing that is, wildly, like this is so huge, I don't even know how to explain it, but this is the lookalike capability. What we can do in Facebook now is we can create what's called audiences. So I could take any one of your customer lists and I could upload their email address or their phone numbers into Facebook. Facebook will pull and match those email addresses and phone numbers to all of the profiles that it has in its huge database. It will use that information to define or build a persona or an avatar or a customer profile, and they will say, hey, you know what? You know, your average customer is female between this age, that age, who likes this, likes that, because, again, Facebook has all that like data that they can now draw up a conclusion and say, all right, Mr. Facebook, you know everything about my audience. I want you to go out and find me everybody who looks similar to these people. If they like the same things, if they're around the same age, gender, whatever, they're everything that matches up, Facebook will go out and create new groups of people that you can advertise to based off of all of the statistics and look-alike data that it can gather from the customer list that you uploaded. I mean, that is just ridiculous amounts of power right there.
That is huge. That is so huge. And, you know, truthfully, that's one of the ways that I've been able to successfully market some of my programs, the Dream Business Academy and some other things, because I know people that are that like my stuff or are associated with some of my philosophies and strategies. There's other people that have similar views, and if we just identify some of the people connected with them on Facebook, we're able to serve them up some of my ads, right? I mean, that's how it works.
Exactly, and you know that they're 9 out of 10 have an interest because they've already expressed an interest to something that's similar to your product or service, and that's what we're doing. We're targeting people who, you know, like something or like the competitor or have an interest in certain things that we know that we're targeting. So it is a huge way to pinpoint, laser target exactly who you're going after.
Wonderful. What other opportunities are there with Facebook, or did we cover enough for now?
No, there's another huge one that I want to mention, and I'm so excited about this one. I've been preaching it to everyone that I come across, and I'm just like, oh, you don't know what happened. You guys don't realize what's happening on Facebook. This is the most revolutionary thing in the marketing industry. But what they did that was so smart of Facebook is they went and they partnered with the three biggest data warehouse providers in the United States, which is Axiom, Datalogic, Datalogix, and I forget the other one, Epsilon. And basically what they do is those are the providers who go out, like you go to the grocery store, you go to Pathmark or Stop and Shop or whatever your grocery store is, and you have those loyalty cards, right? Those data warehouses are recording all of that data. They're storing all of that information about you. Any store you go to and you use a loyalty card, that they're a bigger department store, they're feeding that data into these data warehouses. They manage all of this stuff for these bigger department stores and supermarkets, that kind of thing, right? So now we have the capability of targeting people online based off of your offline activity. I mean, that is really, really crazy. So now, suppose you go out, you fill out a brochure for a Mustang, you know, Mustang GT. We can get that data, and we can target you for Mustang GT car seats, Mustang GT accessories, Mustang GT, whatever we know that's applicable to whatever it is that you're doing offline. Now I can target you on Facebook based off of your offline daily activity buying habits. It's really, really next level marketing right there.
Superman. What's going on with pay-per-click these days? I mean, pay-per-click's been around since the Stone Age of the Internet, but what's going on?
Right.
What's big in pay-per-click these days?
Pay-per-click is always been a cash cow. I don't think it's ever going to stop. It's a means of you getting in front of your customers and clients as fast as you possibly can without having to wait for a little bit of time for your results, like SEO, for example. You have to wait, you know, maybe a month, 2 months before we're actually producing some real good results, putting you in position. But pay-per-click allows you to just plop in your ads, go for the keywords that you want to target, put up your ads, and get those people to click through to your site. So it is still remain the cash cow. We do so much of it all across the board, and there's tons and tons of ways and targeting methods that you can use. I mean, I don't think any one person has mastered the number of ways that you can target individuals in the pay-per-click arena. So I definitely, that's still one of our number one weapons in the arsenal.
What's going on with the SEO world, Gary? That's actually how you and I came to start working together, 5 years ago, is doing some SEO work. And, you know, our relationship
right.
has grown dramatically from there. But what's new in the SEO world?
Well, the SEO world got a real shaking up about a year ago. Google put out a new algorithm which basically eliminated so many of the spam, what they call spammers, web spammers, or individuals who are fooling or manipulating the Google search results. So when that happened, SEO became exponentially more difficult to do. And so the fly-by-night SEO companies that were out there, a dime a dozen, all of a sudden disappeared. So now you only have the best of the best who are actually real SEO firms who really have studied the craft, who have done it for years, understand what we need to do up backwards and forwards, who remain. And so they did that for a very specific reason. We also believe that they did it for a reason because they want you to pay for pay-per-click ads through Google rather than SEO, which they don't get paid for. But we also believe that they did it, of course, to perfect their search results, which is their bread and butter of Google. That's the number one way they make money, is they're the number one search engine. When you search, they want you to find what you're searching for within the first click. So there's a lot of great things going on, but with the bad comes the good. That means it has opened up a lot of gaps that were once filled by a lot of these black hat spammers who were really manipulating the search results and getting it over on Google. They're not able to do that anymore, which means there's a huge gap now to be filled by people who have really great, genuine content that can fill those gaps. So that's what it's boiled down to, great content nowadays.
What about SEO for videos? You know, I'm real big on videos. Can you give us, you know, one, two, or three tips so when somebody, because I know I did a whole section on videos, and I actually know three people who are in there that have already started producing their own videos, but what are some tips when they start doing it, whether how they name it, how they tag it, keywords, things like that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Video SEO is one of our favorite things. I love it to death because it's just something that most people don't understand. And when they don't understand something, for us marketers, we know that that's where the money is. We want to be everywhere people don't get it completely. One of the tricks that we use, and I'll just give you guys just a broad technique that you can always use to help you gain an advantage over your competitors is keyword research. You first must know the keywords that get the most searches for your product or service on a monthly basis. The biggest mistake we see people making with their in SEO and video SEO as well is they're optimizing their sites and their videos for the wrong sets of keywords. They're either going after some that are so super competitive that they'll never outrank some of the other guys there, or they're going after something that's so obscure that it only gets 10 searches a month, which is really never going to bring you enough traffic to actually justify the expense and time associated with optimizing your video or your site. So that's my biggest thing to everyone. Do keyword research. Google has all the data in the world, and they give it to you for free. Just sign up for a Google AdWords account and use their Google keyword tool. It's now called Google Keyword Planner. And you can type in any keyword that you think is relevant to your business, and Google will auto-suggest a ton of other keywords that are relevant and show you exactly how many people are searching for it on a monthly basis. So you want to optimize for those keywords that are really getting the traffic. Put those keywords in your title of your YouTube video, put them in the tags of your YouTube video, and put them in the description of your YouTube video. If you really want to go stealth and understand how to properly tag, look at the number 1, 2, and 3 result for the keyword that you'd like to rank for. Look at the videos that rank for that and simply copy many of the tags. Look at their tagging structure and emulate what it is that they're doing, and that will help you get your videos to the top of the search results on YouTube.
Is there a way, because we are on a podcast, so it just occurred to me to ask you this, what about when you post your podcast? Is that the same thing, Gary? Because, well, I guess it is, but you can tell us how and why. But when I was introducing my module on podcasting and videos, I showed two examples of where I searched a phrase, and up on Google, the first page of Google, there was like a blog post, there was video, YouTube, and I actually had three of the spots for something I was searching for, and it was completely random. Oh, I know what it was. I was preparing my notes to teach on how to build a list, and I said, well, just in case there's something else that's new to me, I want to share new information, so I put powerful list building strategies. That's exactly what and up were three items as a shock to me. There was one of my blog posts, there was one of my videos, and there was another video on my YouTube channel, and they all popped up, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Right. No. That is exactly what you want to do. Exactly what you saw happen in that instance is exactly what we are consistently trying or attempting to do for many of our clients, which is dominate the entire first page of Google for your particular keywords. And you do that by having a multitude of different web properties, like you said, YouTube videos. It could be social media profiles ranked very well. LinkedIn profiles ranked extremely well. They're very powerful in terms of search results. Facebook profiles, if you optimize them, use your keywords in your vanity URL, which is the facebook.com/ whatever your company name is or keywords associated, those rank well. That's how you dominate the entire first page of Google for your keyword. And if you do that, inevitably, no matter where a person clicks, it all comes back to you. So some people use Yelp. Some people use City Search. There's a lot of different directories that you can get listings on that are pretty powerful as well that will rank pretty well in Google. So those are all techniques that we definitely use to dominate that first page.
That's so awesome. Hey, Gary, we're fast running out of time here. How can people learn more about you? I mean, again, everybody that's listening, Gary gets my highest recommendation, has done amazing things building my list. I think when Gary – I'm pretty open about this, but when Gary started working for me, I was just a little under 4,000 people on my opt-in list. I'm approaching 18,000 now, and people stay. It just keeps growing. You know, part of that is delivering good content, but you've been able to keep growing my list for a number of different techniques. So how can all the folks listening to Stick Like Glue Radio learn more about you and Blazon Multimedia?
Yeah, definitely. You can always contact me anytime. Just come on over to our website, www.blazonmultimedia.com. It's B-L-A-Z-I-N, multimedia.com. Our phone number's there. You can contact me anytime via phone. You can shoot me an email. We have a request quote form and several other forms on our site that you can contact me there as well. So anyone who needs marketing help, mobile app help, web development help, all that good stuff, feel free to contact me anytime.
Awesome. Hey, Gary, thanks so much for being my guest 2 weeks in a row. I think we got it covered now for a while, but I'll ask you back. I'll ask you back later this year for sure. But thanks again for being so forthcoming with all your sharing.
Thank you, Jim. Again, it's always great being on the show. Anytime for you.
Perfect, man. Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend Gary George, Part 2. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers. Why? So they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are all things you want in your business. Join us again next week for more great episodes of Stick Like Glue Radio. Well, next week will be episode singular for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode next week. Until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever give up. Now go out and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.